Gentlemen, this has been a tedious, noisy, hot afternoon here in Chicago, and particularly so inasmuch as it was all entirely unnecessary and meaningless because before it ever began, the winner had been decided. Adlai Stevenson had about 140 votes, more than the number needed to win the nomination, so it was all over but the shouting. They put all of the candidates into nomination, nevertheless, except for Frank Lousy of Ohio, who withdrew. He even scraped up a few additional ones who hadn't been mentioned previously, and all of them, even Representative James C. Davis of Georgia, had demonstrations in their behalf. Mr. Truman, the little man from Pendergast Land, stuck it out to the bitter end for Averill Harriman and made the final seconding speech for the New York governor. There was little else that he could do, really, even though it made him look somewhat ridiculous, but that has been rather the role of Mr. Truman all the way through this performance, let's be frank. He comes out of the convention a very discredited figure at bitter loggerheads with a party's nominee, a divisive figure, probably a dead politician. He picked the wrong horse, thought that because he had picked it, the convention would accept it as the right horse. He grossly overrated his own strength and influence and strutted and preached to the delegates and assumed the attitude that he was the great high priest of the Democratic Party when, as a matter of fact, he proved to be strictly the shell of a former president by accident. There's value in that, too, however, because it ended any legend that may have existed before as to the invincibility of Harry Truman as a political genius who couldn't be licked. He got licked here, believe me, and it was the licking of a lifetime. So the Democratic National Convention of 1956 nears an end, without spectacle, without much glamour, but at least without a fight, and certainly without the ruinous schism that has existed at the end of the last two conventions. Stevenson and some Mr. Throttlebottom, identity is yet undetermined, has the ticket, which is not very strong, to be sure, as much as the same ticket essentially lost abysmally to the same Republican ticket 4 years ago, and the Stevenson stature has not been improved any in the intervening period. But this is one of the prices of having a political party under the domination of only two men in 20 years. There's no young blood being developed, no new faces coming along, and no inspiration for young blood to get into the show. Betting odds on Mr. Stevenson in November will be very poor, but as caretaker for the party for the next 4 years, maybe he'll be able to do some rebuilding, develop some new talent, if he has the energy and inclination to do so. Boston today, Governor Christian Herter said that he's thoroughly fed up on the whole performance of Mr. Harold Sasson, wants it publicly understood beyond question that he washes his hands of the whole business.